Welcome to the OU Daily Chizik and Tehillim phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 17th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors whose names you can be prominently listed in the OU Today Daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, we greatly appreciate it. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for Wednesday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to introduce Rabbi Bram Weinberg Mor D'Asra of the Kemp Mill Synagogue in Silver Spring, Maryland, to share Divrei Chizik, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Weinberg reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. And Rabbi Weinberg will conclude with the Mishnah Berach L'Cholam and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinberg.
Thank you so much for the honor of asking me to lead today. It's a real pleasure to be on this call with all of you this afternoon, and I know that I've already gotten chizuk from the call and from being here today, so thank you very much. Thank you so much to Naftali Herman for all of his work, and to the OU for all that it is doing at this crazy time to keep us safe and connected and spiritually nourished. This week's Parsha of Bahaloscha opens with a directive to Aaron about how to light the menorah. Aaron's job in lighting the menorah was to bring light and energy and hope and clarity and the presence of Hashem into the Mishkan and into the lives of the Jewish people. In many ways, I really feel like he did this so well that even when we read this passage, we can still perhaps feel the afterglow of that light even thousands of years later when there is no more menorah, there is no more Aaron. After receiving the instructions for this sacred lighting, the Torah says, Vayas kein Aaron, and Aaron did this. Rashi, quoting from the Medrash, says that this phrase is meant to be a praise to Aaron, lehagid shevacho shelo shina, to sing his praises that he didn't deviate, meaning that he didn't deviate from the instructions that Hashem gave him in how to light the menorah. He went ahead and he did it exactly as instructed. There are many important ideas that emerge from this pasuk, from this praise that the Torah gives to Aaron, from this yesod, this principle of lehagid shevacho shelo shina, to sing his praises that he didn't deviate. But I would like to point to just two of those lessons and ideas that have deep ramifications for us in this time of coronavirus. Number one, I would imagine that not every day was so easy for Aaron to go and light the menorah following the exact instructions of Hashem. There must have been days when he was tired or hungry or distracted by other stress or just not feeling up to the task, and yet he carried on. The Torah notes that by telling us, Vayas kein Aaron, that Aaron did as he was commanded, perhaps in order to instill in us the lesson that sometimes just doing what is asked of you, just getting through the day, just doing what needs to get done, just fulfilling the basic accomplishments and tasks of your list is worthy of praise. In this crazy time of coronavirus, life can be so challenging and so busy and so upside down. When we make it through the day, when we get even half of our basic tasks done, when we simply plod forward and carry on, that's something we can be very proud of. That is something that, according to the Torah, is worthy of Hashem's praise. Number two is an idea from the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes, the third Ger Rebbe, who lived at the end of the 19th century, says that sometimes when we engage in a new practice, it has a novelty that gets us excited, but as time marches on, we sometimes lose that sense of enthusiasm and default to rote practice. What the Torah was saying about Aaron, lehagid shevacho shelo shina, is not only that he didn't deviate from the exact instructions of Hashem in lighting the menorah, but that he never deviated from his original enthusiasm. At the start of this coronavirus, after we started to get our bearings just a little bit, tried to wrap our heads around what was happening to us, some of us were able to see some silver linings, some positive things emerged in our own private lives despite this horrific pandemic and all of its tragedies. For some of us, it was time alone to think. For others, it was precious time with family back in the same house for an extended period of time. For some, it was a break life. For some, it was getting more exercise, walking outside because there was nothing else to do. For some, it was house projects and more. These are all positive things that have been illuminated by this time in isolation. As the week continued to drag on, and especially as life returns to some sense of normalcy, let us remember not to lose our enthusiasm for those wonderful aspects of life that we have discovered and rediscovered. Let us continue to appreciate them and develop them further and incorporate them permanently into our lives in some fashion. Let the novelty of those gifts not wear off so that we, like Aaron HaKohen, will merit the praise of Hashem, Lahagid Shavacho Shelo Shina, the praise of not deviating from that novelty and enthusiasm. We'll now continue with the recitation of the passages of Tehillim. We'll begin with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lam Naseach Mizmor LeDavid Yancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezracha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchotecha Ve'olatcha Yedash Nesela Yiten Lecha Chilvavecha V'cholatatcha Yemalei Niranina Bishuatecha U'v'shem Eloheinu Nitzol Yemale Adonai Kol Mishalotecha Ata Yadati Ki Hoshia Adonai Meshicho Yaneu Mishme Kocho Bigvurot Yesha Yemino Eile Varechem Ve'eile Vasusim Vanachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Heima Karu Ve'nafalu Vanachnu Kamnu Vanitodad Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Koreinu Tehillim Chaf Zayin, chapter 27. LeDavid Adonai Ori V'Ishi Mimi Ira Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Efchad Bikrov Alai Miraim Lecholet Besari Tarai Ve'oivai Li Heima Kashlu Ve'nafalu Im tachane alai machane lo yira libi. Im takum alai milchama bezot ani voteyach. Achat shalti me'et Adonai ota avakesh. Shifti beveit Adonai kol yemei chayai. Lachazot benom Adonai. Ulevaker behechalo, ki itpeneini besuko biomra, yasireini beseter ohalo, bitzur yeromemeini, beata yarum roshi al oivai, silotai, vezbecha veohalo, tivche trua, Ashira vazamra l'Adonai Shema Adonai koli ekra V'choneini v'aneini Lecha amar libi bakshu panai Et panecha Adonai avakesh Al taster panecha mimeni Al tas be'af avdecha, ezrati hayita, al ticheni ve'al ta'azeni, Elohei ishi. Ki avi ve'imi azavuni, v'adonai yasmeini. Horeini adonai darkecha. Unecheni ba'orach mishor leman shorurai Al tisnei ni benefesh sarai, ki kamu vi edei sheker vifeach chamat. Lulei ha'amanti lirot betuv Adonai be'eretz chayim, kave el Adonai chazak ve'yameit libecha, v'kave el Adonai. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir ha'ma'alot, mimamakim kiraticha Adonai. Adonai shim'a bekoli, tiyana aznecha kashuvot lekol tachanunai. Im avonot hishmorya Adonai miyamot. Kimcha haslicha leman hivarei. Kiviti Adonai, kivta nafshi, velidvaro hochalti, nafshi l'Adonai, mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, Zaharbe imo fedut. Zehu ifted Israel. Mikol avonotav. Now recite the Mishaberach Lecholim, the prayer for those who are ill. Please insert the names of those who you wish to pray for at the pause.
Mishaberach avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Moshe Aaron David Shlomo. Uyivarech yirakech hacholim v'et hacholot. Bavur shanachnu mitpalalim, bavur rab, yizkarte akadosh baruch hu, yimale rachamim aleyem, lachmimam l'aputam, lachzikam l'achayotam, tishlach lahem meira refuah shlema min hashamayim, l'chol evereyem l'chol gideyem, B'toch shar chole Yisrael, refuat ha-nefesh, refuat ha-guf. Hashta ba'gala v'zman kariv, v'nomar amen.
Conclude with the recitation of Achenu. Achenu kol beit Yisrael, hanetunim b'tzara v'shivya, ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, ha'makoh mirachem aleyem. Yotiyem mitzara l'yervacha u'mi'afeila l'yora u'mi'shibud l'geula Ashta b'agala u'izman karim v'nomar amen. Well, we all have much.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Sure.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinberg. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered, Latova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Andrew Rosenblatt of Congregation Shaar HaTzedek in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.